Good morning, RVA. It's 44 degrees and rain should move into the region before lunch. As you're trapped inside or hiding under eaves and awnings, you can expect highs in the mid-50s. The wet weather will most likely continue straight on through to tomorrow afternoon, dumping upwards of 2 inches of rain on our already sodden region. Hang in there because clear skies and a beautifully warm weekend sits just around the corner.
Boop!
Water cooler. Today at 3 p.m., Mayor LeVar Stoney will introduce his fiscal year 25 budget at City Council Chambers. He'll give some prepared remarks, which usually serve as a sort of budget executive summary. And should you find yourself with some time to spare this afternoon, you can stream the whole thing live over on the city's legislative website. PDFs of both the annual fiscal plan, that's the operating budget, and capital improvement plan, that's the capital budget, should be available online shortly thereafter. I'll make sure to get the mayor's speech up on The Boring Show as soon as I can because I'm sure it will be worth a listen. By the way, I put this past Monday's City Council kickoff session up last night, so if you hurry, you can listen to that before the mayor gets to speechifying later this afternoon. It's only 30 minutes long, just 19 minutes at 2x, and something you could crush out this morning on your commute or maybe even while eating breakfast. Oh, also, you should just subscribe to The Boring Show in the podcast player of your choice. Participatory budgeting, where you, a Richmond resident, get an actual say in how the city spends $3 million of its money, has been a long time coming. Now the wheels have started to turn, the opportunities to get involved have started to pop up, and I'm starting to get pretty excited. If you'd like to learn more about the process, you can head on over to the Powhatan Hill Community Center tonight at 6 p.m. for the second participatory budgeting workshop. If you tap through the previous link, also got excited, and don't want to wait all the way until this evening, then I recommend downloading the really well-put-together People's Budget Richmond Rulebook. It'll give you some of the PB specifics and slake your PB appetite until tonight's meeting. Haley Colombo and Luca Powell at the Richmond Times-Dispatch have an interesting report on the situation with Richmond's mail delivery. I think, anecdotally, we all know that something is amiss with the Postal Service, and I had sort of chalked it up to underfunding and the wrong-headed idea that USPS needs to fully fund its own operations, a more general set of issues facing post offices across the country. However, what I didn't realize is that Trump-appointed Postmaster General decided to implement his grand vision for fixing the mail in Richmond's own Sandston facility. Quote, Richmond's Sandston facility was the first facility in the country to undergo DeJoy's efficiency makeover, which began in 2023. So maybe the issues facing our region's mail delivery really are specific to Richmond. We'll learn more soon because the USPS Office of Inspector General plans to release a, quote, thorough examination of systemic failures in the next couple of weeks. Yikes, that's some intense framing on that future PDF. Richmond Biz Sense's Mike Platania has good news for soccer fans. The Kickers will install a new 65-foot by 35-foot video scoreboard in City Stadium this coming summer. City Stadium is old, like 95 years old, and I love that we found a fun way to keep it in use while also slowly modernizing it here and there. Congratulations to VPM's Ben Pavier, who was, quote, recently selected by the New York Times to become part of their 2024-25 Local Investigations Fellowship cohort. Pavier will continue to work in Richmond, but will focus on, quote, Virginia's judicial appointment system. Fascinating, and I'm looking forward to reading what comes out of Pavier's fellowship with the actual New York Times.
Beep.
This morning's long read is titled The Magic of Bird Brains. This article's subhead is great, quote, crows are smart enough to pick up trash. Why won't they? And it's like, I don't know, humans are smart enough to pick up trash too, but you don't see us doing that either. Here's an excerpt. Klein, the inventor of the Crow vending machine, has called himself a passionate hacker of all things, but the more I watched crows in the Jardin des Plantes, the more I wondered who was hacking whom. I saw crows fish McDonald's bags out of trash cans and follow strollers and toddlers, knowing that children were more likely to drop crumbs. They visited the Gardens Menagerie, one of the world's oldest zoos, to raid food from the llamas and the rhea enclosures. Evolution had empowered crows to expose the weak spots in our designs, and I found myself admiring their mischief as a rebellion against our hubris. Crows and ravens have co-evolved with us since the time of Neanderthals, and yet we've never domesticated them, the Seattle ecologist told me. The real mark of crow genius may be its ability to maintain independence in spaces that humans think of as their own. If you'd like to suggest a long read to show up here, go chip in a couple bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's picture of the day is some honestly pretty lazy graffiti that says Tigra, and it might be bringing up baby spoilers.
Ooh.
Intro and outro music by Matt Fisher, and you can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.